Click Radio. I don't think you understand how excited I am to be here tonight.
We are back. I'm really excited too. anyways, welcome to the Awkward Couple Reunion.
Yes, I'm Yay. Jake.
I'm Victoria.
For those of you who don't remember us,
yeah.
Which would be very sad if you didn't. Okay, to open the show tonight, we have a little bit of a Saturday Night Live skit that we love.
Yeah.
Apparently, both of us love it.
Because The Lonely Island is just amazing.
That's a fact.
And, yeah.
So, I unfortunately, the song's lyrics don't apply to me. I have not had sex in the past 30 minutes. But,
me neither.
But, nevertheless...
I had coffee, but that didn't really come close.
We're gonna get our shit together, and then we'll be right back. Enjoy the Lonely Island. Victoria seems to think she knows what my life has been like ever since we got our divorce last summer.
Our divorce, yes. This is quite disturbing. When I found this out, I was on a Netscape for men. Confessions, I don't
what?
Know. And I found a post from Jake about his new hobo fetish.
Wait, what? I have a hobo. Wait, whoa. I have a hobo. Wait.
You told me to read it to you, so
no,
I'm
no,
going
but,
to read
but,
it to you.
But you said that I made a post about having a hobo fetish.
Yes,
what are
hobo
you talking
fetish.
About?
On this forum for men's confessions, I just stumbled upon it and was quite upset. Anyways, actually, no, that's bullshit. I kind of just wanted to read it, and this is
just
hilarious.
Just read it.
Okay, so it says hobo fetish. It's from this guy named Glenn, who's apparently 21 years old. And this is quite horrible, so if you're tiny or have delicate sensibilities, don't listen. That means you, Jake. So it says, I was in a public park rest area when a vagrant asked me for some money. I asked him what I would get in return. He took my hand and led me to a public restroom, which was empty. Then he sat me on a toilet in one of the stalls. We had oral sex and I loved it. I meet him there every day now and pay him to service me. I think I'm addicted to it. There is such thing as hobo fetish. I was unaware. Also, I googled it, and one of the second things that came up says, have you ever asked a hobo to kiss you for $10?
That would be a really easy way to make some money if you were a hobo.
It would indeed.
Maybe I should try it out. I bet I could make more money that way than what I currently do.
So you won't be a poor college
That's
student.
That's true.
But, yes. This is what you've resorted to. Mm-hmm. You don't have me anymore, so you got to get yourself some hobo lovin's.
Well, okay, that wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. If you have a hobo fetish, we have like we're gonna do the thing where we ask people to call in all
night.
If you're
Glenn,
if you're Glenn, or if you have a hobo fetish of your own, our lines are always open to talk about anything you want at 1-888-212-KLIK or 5545 for those of you who can't read the numbers on your phone.
So me.
Yeah.
If I were to call in, yes.
You would have no idea. You'd be lost and confused.
It's true.
In other news, not related to hobo fetishes, I just remembered this. There's a meteor shower tonight / early tomorrow morning, and there's a solar eclipse in the same day.
There's a solar eclipse?
Yes.
Huh.
Someone asked me what the difference was between a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse, and I can't remember.
It's the position of
it's like when the moon comes between the Earth and the sun is what a solar eclipse is. Mm-hmm.
And a lunar eclipse is when the
Earth comes
between
the
sun
and
the
moon. Yes.
So you get like all those colors and stuff? Yeah. Dude, astronomy was my favorite.
I took astronomy last year, only I got a B in it, and I hated it.
Oh.
No. I liked astronomy before I took the class because it was just, you know, kind of the mystery of the sky kind of a thing. And then I took astronomy and she was like, the star is a fucking M85. And I'm like, God, I hate myself for taking this class. And it did not end well. And it doesn't even apply to my major because I switched to a dual major. And now it doesn't even count towards my degree. So screw them.
Oh. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
First off, I'm trying to get the hobo fetish out of my mind. Do you think there's anyone in Old Town right now that we can just pull in here and interview for a few minutes? Like, have you ever been asked if to like service someone, you know?
We could, but I think I would rather have that conversation on the street, like click goes on the street.
We could take a cell phone out there. And
okay, you can do that because I'm little and I mean, you're pretty scrawny too, yeah. but I'm a chick and I don't want to get raped by a hobo.
No,
you could take it.
The hobos don't rape. They just get paid. They expect payment.
Well, I don't want to pay them.
Well, then they're not going to do anything to you.
I hope not. You don't know, though. That's not a guarantee.
I guess not.
You have no hobo sexual encounter contract, so don't give me that.
What are you talking about right now?
I don't know. yes.
What have you been up to these past few months? Have you done anything really exciting that's worthy of mentioning on this show? Because
nothing interesting enough for here. I mean, I will tell you, but ew, I just touched the microphone.
Did you lick it?
No, but I got my lips on it. no, not really anything interesting for them. Oh, actually, I do have one. I was in Salt Lake. I went there a couple times since we last did a show. Mm-hmm. And I was walking back from like this casting that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And two men, within the space of a block, tried to pick me up because they both thought I was a hooker. I was covered head to toe in clothing, like all bundled up, not looking like a streetwalker, with a big thing of like Burger King in my hand and like Starbucks in the other.
That's probably why they thought you were a hooker, because you had a big thing of Burger King in one hand and a Starbucks in the other.
Hookers got to eat too, I suppose. But like this creepy old dude like pulled up on his bike. Like I was right along the freeway. He pulled up on his thing. I was walking back to my hotel and he's like, asking me if I want to ride, if I was working. I was like, no, fuckface, get away from me. So he took off. It probably wasn't a good idea for me to say that to him.
To say fuckface?
Yeah. He was a scary looking bastard, too. And then I get to the end of the block, and this dude pulls up, and he's like, nasty little pickup truck, leering out of his window, asks me if I'm working, if I want to ride. I'm like, no, no, oh no, God. No, no. So I went back to my hotel and complained to my father. Like, they think I'm a whore.
Well, eat more.
Fuck you, Jake. I had Burger King.
That is true. And
I was clearly going to eat.
If anything, well, I don't know. So I have some fun New Year's Eve stories, but this song, I mean, it's pretty popular right now. It's Bottoms Up. I mean, everyone has heard it, but it directly relates to the story. So we'll be right back. This is so sad.
Was someone out there?
No.
Okay. You were gesturing at the window and scared the shit out of me.
No, I was pointing up there because...
Oh, okay. The on-air doesn't
work anymore. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. What the hell? I just had it... It was just working earlier tonight and now it's broken. All right. So, while the song was playing, we decided that I couldn't safely tell the story on air without the people involved being very easily identified.
Suffice it to say, it was pretty horrible.
It was pretty horrible.
It was pretty bad.
I also have a story about myself, but I can't really tell it either, for other reasons. So, if you have a New Year's Eve story that's safe to tell the world,
please call us. Please.
Because I will literally get my balls chopped off if I tell.
I'm trying to think if I have one. I really didn't do anything but watch movies all New Year's.
That's like, kind of stupid. I'm just gonna say.
It was actually really fucking nice. Well, I didn't want to drink, and I.
So the I did like okay. The house that I went to for midnight was like this really low key event. Like six people were there. And we decided to meet. We decided to watch When Harry Met Sally. That is the biggest snooze of a movie I've ever tried to endure.
I watched Blazing Saddles, which is full of racism.
That's
which was
true.
Awesome.
Well, so you all right?
I mean, not awesome now, but in the movie, it was hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Racist.
Yeah.
I think she might have been a racist.
Doesn't Still matter. Counts. Had sex.
Oh, Christ. Anyways, so
indeed. Yes, call us with New Year's stories if you have any good ones.
I really wish I could tell my... I mean, it really wasn't that bad. It was just like the sleeping arrangements that night worked out really awkwardly. So, you know...
Did you fuck a guy?
I did not fuck any guys or girls for that matter. So...
Did you cuddle a guy? Like spooning or...
Mm-mm. I didn't even have to do that.
No romantic
No, there was no...
affairs.
There were no guys. That's the problem.
Oh!
That's why I would get my balls chopped off if I told the story. No, okay, it was literally... This is the group of people. There were like I said, there was six or seven people. There were only two guys there. Me and my ex's boyfriend. Your mouth is full.
That's so you awesome. Can't say anything.
Yeah, that was awkward, to say the least.
That was also an interesting laugh. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
This dude wanted nothing to do with me. He literally was just like... He did not say a word to me the entire time. I'm not even sure he glanced in my general direction ever.
Oh.
It was really sad.
That's always awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, if you have an awesome New Year's Eve story, please call us. Please. And if your names are Willie or Ryan, you are allowed to call in and tell your own story, but I'm not going to tell it on the air. So.
Or you could IM him, give him permission
to
tell it.
I just need permission to tell it. Because it's awesome. It's probably the best New Year's story in existence. But unfortunately, it's a little bit too graphic. A little bit too...
I kind of want to tell it. It's just really funny.
It is really funny. What the bigger question is if the person who was in the closet, the girl in the closet, remembers. That's what I really want to know. Because...
Yeah. See, now we have all these teasers out there.
Yes, now everyone's
if you were involved in this, you have
to
give him permission. Or call and tell yourself. Because honestly, I kind of want to know what you sound like now. How you would tell the story.
I'll tell you more about what you would sound like off the air. Oh, now people are pissed at me for making fun of When Harry Met Sally. It's a fucking god-awful movie, Shelby.
Sometimes movies are horrible.
This is a horrible one, okay?
Isn't it like Meg Ryan?
Yeah, Meg Ryan's in it, and...
the guy that is normally really fat.
Wow, I don't know.
I'm gonna look.
Okay, well, all I remember was that it was really slow, it didn't make any goddamn sense, and there was no airport security. So
Billy Crystal, yeah. He's normally sporting a nice little beer belly and some gross chest hairs. Also, no top head hairs, so...
What? Oh, you know what? I keep forgetting to record us.
Oh! man!
No, whatever. So, did you? Okay.
Yes.
Michael Jackson came out with a new CD recently.
How is that possible?
I was waiting for you to say
something. He did come out with a new CD.
He did come out with a new CD. It was
someone put together stuff that he'd done before he died.
Correct.
He did not put out a new CD because he is in a thing in the ground, being eaten by worms.
A casket. Victoria.
You don't know what they put him in.
Well, I guess
they could have put him in an awesome sleeping bag. You don't know.
I think
know.
That might be illegal. I'm not really sure.
That's very true. But he didn't have any money in the end, so.
Anyways, there's a song that I showed it to my girlfriend, and I think she liked it. I'm not really sure. But my other friend here likes it, and my other friend here likes it.
Is it the one with Akon?
Yes.
I thought that was really good, actually. That was really, really impressive.
It's called Hold My Hand, and I like it.
I really liked it. I watched the video like four times when it premiered, so.
So we're going to play it while we discuss our, we have to discuss back alimony and stuff off the air. So
also I want to eat my Lunchables.
Oh my god, you're such a fucking weirdo. It's not even funny. We'll be right back. So this Friday, January 7th, at the Oak Street Plaza in right here in Fort Collins, there is a I can't remember how she pronounced Bloco Infoco. Yeah, so they're like this street performance group. They do they do drums, I believe is what she said, and
I think I might have seen them.
It starts at 9:30 and goes till 8:30 or 9 in the Oak Street Plaza, like I said just a second ago. And basically, if you go and give them money, all the money that they raise that day is coming to Click. So, and we are also going to do, we're also going to be there with some prizes. We have some stuff from the fundraiser that we had a while back, the bands that performed. So we have some CDs, t-shirts, signed, autographed stuff to give away. It'll probably be raffle-based, so, you know, if you donate X number of dollars or more, you'll get entered into a raffle, and we'll call you if you win. And we're we're going to be doing live broadcast there, so come check it out. Friday, 7:30 to 8:30 or 9, Oak Street Plaza. Yay! Give Click some money, January 7th.
Give Click money.
I love giving Click money. It's my favorite pastime. Anyways.
But you give money in, like, a really awesome way where you don't just give money, you, like, give stuff for the studio. What, like, when you bought the air fresheners and shit like that.
I bought air fresheners once?
Yeah.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't you remember we were in Walmart buying, like, the Glade stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff, dude, and the one with the skunk! Oh, my God!
Oh, my... All right. So, we have to tell the story really quick.
And yes. Then,
so, we were in Walmart.
This was our last show.
I don't remember, but it always smells really bad in here because... Like, there's not enough ventilation. We have never been in a space that has had enough ventilation to handle the number of people that come in and out of this room.
Also, all the people that come in and out are mid-pubescent, so...
So they
haven't discovered showering every day yet, or deodorant.
I shower every day, thank you very
You're not
much.
Mid-pubescent, are you?
No. But, so, we were in, like, the aisle at Walmart with, the air fresheners and the, I don't know, the general cleaning supplies, and this woman... I would not have the balls that she has to do this. She just walked up to us and was like, "I'm sorry, but do I smell like a skunk?" Those were almost her exact words.
She kept telling us about how, like, her dog got sprayed by a skunk and, like, their whole house smelled disgusting, and her husband and she, like, neither of them wanted to be in the house anymore because it was so gross and blah, blah, blah. She's, like, talking about how she needs to get her dog clean. And she, like, leans into me. Jake was hiding behind me, by the way, because he's a man.
Not.
Yes, you were. She leans in. I don't know. I would have probably hidden too because she was scary as hell. But, like, she, like, leaned into me real close and was like, "Can you just smell me? Do I smell like skunk?" I don't want to fucking smell you. You're in Walmart. It's the last kind of person I want to smell. I mean, I couldn't smell anything, honestly, but still, that was weird and horrible.
Yeah,
oh, God.
It was great.
No, it wasn't.
It was pretty funny. Like, she walked away and we were like, "What the hell?" it was really frightening. Anyways, what were your stories going to?
Anyways, yeah. I have divorce stories that I've been looking up while we're on here, but I found this one of, like, 10 divorce stories you won't believe. And some of them are kind of stupid, but a couple of them pretty good. Like, the first one, this man divorced his wife for being too shy to consummate their marriage. They'd been married a year, and she still wouldn't have sex with him.
What the hell?
She was, like, awkward or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, that was a call.
It is a call. Keep talking.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes.
But we should take that.
They're on the phone. Like, I just don't have them on the air.
Oh, so they're on hold.
Finish the story. Yeah, they're on hold.
This other one is another favorite of mine. This woman got divorced because her parrot kept saying, "Divorce and be patient." There's this 81-year-old guy, who got caught, like, after 60 years with his mistress. So, like... His super old, you know, lady divorced him, too. She was 83 and he was 81.
Jeez, at that point, shouldn't you just, like, wait it out or something?
Yeah, exactly, right? Dude, I'd just kill him. I would just kill the bastard. Like, at that point, you're so old, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
that's
Why true.
Not, you know, actually avenge yourself?
Yeah. Hey, do we know who this person is on the phone?
Probably Drew, my boy.
Hey, are you Drew?
Yeah, it's me.
Wait, is he still on?
Yeah, he's... You can.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what you called for.
Probably a New Year's Eve story. I hope it's a New Year's Eve story.
That would be nice.
I do. I do have my New Year's Eve story, which... Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Yeah. No, all right, so my New Year's Eve turned out to be pretty strange. I get a call midway through the day that I have to track someone down. Like, dog the fucking bounty hunter. Freaking sorry.
No worries.
Like, dog bounty hunter, I got to go track down someone I work with, and running through back and forth all across Washington was fun. And then I get a call that one of my friends is in the ER with some kind of stomach virus, but, you know, holding true to form, everyone else wants to go drink and do stupid crap all night. Wound up at my buddy's house. He's back from the ER, stomach pumped and ready to fill it with alcohol. And we wound up playing beer pong most of the night. You know, everyone there is having fun. And a certain friend of mine decided that he wants to pick a joking fight with one of the young ladies with us. And she winds up beating him across my buddy's apartment several times. Like, just picking him up and throwing him. And even when she has him on the ground with a knee on his neck, and she's like, "Do you tap?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I tap," and reaches up and smacks her butt as hard as he can. And she continues to pick him up and throw him around the house even more. And this individual put on her high heels when she walked out of the room and said, "This wasn't so tough." And we also crafted male genitalia out of tallow, which cooks use for displays and stuff. It's like clay almost.
Yeah.
And we wound up taking this male genitalia and taking god awful pictures with it and throwing it into the wall, and it stuck with facing outboard, like like it's growing out of the wall. So people started taking even grosser pictures with it at that point. And I don't remember much. I remember getting smacked when I was asleep.
Yeah. My brother's a good drinking buddy.
Yeah, but, you know, it may not be the funniest story, but it is one of the weirder ones I've had in my life. And I just wanted to call and let you guys know and also say on air that I love you, Victoria.
Aww. How cute.
With all my heart, baby. I love you. But I got to go run real quick to pick up stuff for tomorrow. I love you. And I love your guys' show. It's funny. It makes me laugh quite a bit. So,
Here you go. Oh, my God. Jake, thank you for calling. I love you, too.
Drew.
Bye.
I love that sound effect still to this day.
Dude, I know. I have it saved on my computer still.
Oh.
For those of you who don't know... Wait, what?
I have a story to go with that.
Go ahead.
One of the divorce stories.
Go ahead.
Man who faced divorce after his penis extension broke during sex. And, like, the caption, like... The story has a picture of a banana with the tip cut off. It's pretty beautiful. I actually want to read the whole thing. It's pretty short, but Anyways. Okay, a man was divorced by his wife after his penis extension snapped off during sex. Doctors in whatever place, southern Russia, had fitted prosthetic when Gregory Topor... I can't fucking say it. 47 years old, told him he didn't measure up to his wife's expectations in the bedroom. But she was horrified when the extension broke off during a wild sex session. He told his wife that he would get a new one, but she said she was fed up with his failures in bed and asked for a divorce.
Oh my God.
I think I would divorce him too. Because honestly, I think it kind of depends. This is going to be crude, but I think it kind of depends on where it broke off.
I was just about to say.
Because if it's inside, dude, no way. Done forever. See you later. You can die in a ditch. Like,
oh my God, nasty.
No more. That would be just so disgusting. Oh God.
Broken off. Victoria.
I'm just saying.
Recently I've been watching Nip Tuck. And the past couple of episodes have had a few enlargements going on. So,
God.
It was like this one dude wanted it shortened, actually. So it's not a common request.
Too much. She can't handle it.
No, I can tell you what the actual thing was. Have you heard any of the new Lita Wise stuff? Do you even know who Lita Wise is? I think he won American Idol recently, a couple times ago.
I don't watch television.
I don't watch TV either, except for South Park.
Oh, well, I watch that on the internet,
Community,
technically.
And Community. And Arrested Development.
Community's thanks
and,
to me.
So, I don't know. Let us know what you think of this song, if it's good or bad. It's called Sweet Serendipity. So, kind of a fun
alliteration.
Okay, what's it? Oh, onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like a
sound.
Like a bang. Yeah. Anyways, this is Again, shut the
hell up. Fuck you. That was funny.
Anyways. Sweet Serendipity by Lita Wise. Give us a call or just send me an IM on Facebook or Victoria and IM on Facebook telling you what you think of it. We'll be back.
Sorry, I was trying to get my headphones on. Okay, so I actually requested that Katy Perry song for a couple reasons. Like, one, she has a damn good voice. Holy shit. She can sing really well. I don't really like her music.
Are you sure it's not auto-tune?
No, I've seen live videos and stuff, dude. She just has, like, a phenomenal voice. But I don't really like her music, but oh well. But anyways, so I was at a friend's house a couple nights ago, and I hadn't even heard the song because I don't listen to the radio. And he's like, oh, have you heard this and seen the video? I was like, nah. He's like, you have to watch it. In the video, she's got fireworks. Boom. Shooting straight out of her chest. And like, no, it gets better. So it starts with her where like, there are all these fireworks and stuff going boom, boom, boom from her bosom. Mm-hmm. And like, she walks back into like this hospital where there's like this cancer patient or something. Like little kid like wandering around. He, like, walks past this room where there's this woman giving birth with fireworks shooting out of her. It's so funny. And then all these different people, just fireworks shooting from their bodies at different places. And it's, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. My friend James watched it with us. He started crying. He was laughing so hard. Like, he could not breathe. It was so beautiful. So I recommend that you all check it out.
Yes.
It's funny as hell.
She also has a new song that she's supposedly going to release this year called Peacock. It's about, it is about as, there's a YouTube comment on like the it's one of those videos where it's not the music video, but it's just like the song with the album cover as the video. If you know what I mean. And there's a comment on it that says, this song is about as blunt as a freight train. And it's really like, you could take a while to guess what it's about. I mean, the song title is Peacock.
Micropenis. That's a thing. Look it up on Wikipedia. Micropenis is a condition. Dude, it's like this big, literally.
Speaking of.
Anyways. Wait, really quickly, on the Katy Perry thing, one of my friends just IM'd me. He said his friend found, like, statistics on YouTube for, like, the popularity of Katy Perry's song Teenage Dream. With females, it's most popular from ages 13 to 17, and 18 to 24, and then for males,
this
35
is so
to 44.
Nasty. Why did you make me look this up?
Because I have to, like... I have to share it, okay?
No, you don't.
Yes, you need to keep this shit to yourself. No, dude.
Okay, so far we have two fetishes that we need to discuss tonight. One being the hobo fetish, two
and
being a micropenis fetish.
Look it up on Wikipedia, then call us.
Okay, if you look it up on Wikipedia, we are not responsible for anything that happens to
this
you
is
physically.
True. If your parents are behind you, physically.
Don't look.
Well, I guess micro fetish or penis fetishes, it kind of works. But still, that's disgusting.
So my friend who had the really funny New Year's Eve story does not want to tell it on the air.
Oh, but he got on may Facebook. We tell it? Damn it.
It's so funny, though. Anyhow.
You weenie.
Hey, now. So, for those of you who don't know yet, which you're kind of living under a rock if you don't, we take text requests all the time, and it actually works, I think. So,
I think I've texted you.
Like, it definitely works when nobody's in the studio, and it also works when people are in the studio. It just, there's no guarantee as when they'll get played if someone's in here. So if you send the text to 970-458-5545, you can request a song. Just put in title and artist, whatever. Try to keep it as simple as possible, and it will hopefully find it. On that note, I'm really glad that I do not have one of these micro...
Me too, because that would be weird. It just looks like a little growth. I just love the pictures. They're so funny.
I hate the pictures. It makes it even worse.
It's so hilarious.
On that, we should probably play the Peacock song because it directly relates to... Anyways, so I'm going to discuss the video, or not the video, because the video doesn't exist yet. But there's a 30 Rock episode that I want to talk about immediately after the song, because
I have finally watched that show.
Really?
I've seen like 3 episodes from the newest season.
Excellent.
It was pretty funny.
It is very funny. So anyways, I have a story about 30 Rock to tell after Peacock, which is happening right now. Hello! Sorry, that was kind of abrupt. We were just talking about some damage to the studio that happened
that
while I was gone.
That is quite shocking.
It is. Our mixer is almost $3,000. You would think that people would be smart enough to not break fluorescent light bulbs over it.
Yeah, if you're listening and you work in the studio, we
Don't
will kill you.
Don't be a bitch.
That too. Both okay. of what we said.
So, hang on. Okay, now that we are recording it to the podcast, the reason that I wanted to play that song is because for those
Jake has a peacock.
You are such a bitch, Victoria. It is not even funny. There's a reason I divorced. Never mind. So for those of you who like 30 Rock out there, it is one of my personal favorite shows. There is this dude on 30 Rock. His name is Kenneth. And he is he's from like Georgia or something, and he's so gay but won't admit to it because he was raised, you know, as a Bible thumper. And
but he's adorable. I love him.
Shut up.
Well, he is. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to say that because you're a dude
I
and
am,
straight.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Mostly.
So anyways, point being, there's this episode where like it's kind of a recurring joke in the episode that people are having these really sexual, like really bad dreams about Kenneth, and like it's at like the very end during the credits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete, who is one of the producers within the show of 30 Rock, is Kenneth drops something off on his desk and he goes, "Oh, thank you, Kenneth," and he goes, "Oh, I'll show you how to thank me," and he starts stripping. And like his underwear, they're like tidy whities, I guess, but it has like a peacock drawn, you know, like the NBC peacock symbol drawn on it on both the ass and on the front. And then
That's
Liz Lemon,
beautiful.
Who's portrayed by Tina Fey, shows up and starts like smacking his ass. And it's so funny. Makes me think of that song every time.
That's awesome. I do not have dreams like that, honestly.
You don't have sexual fantasies?
Not like that. Actually, not really. I'm not a very sexual being, I have to admit. I'm just kind of weird.
I bet your boyfriend is really disappointed right now.
Fuck you.
Hey.
It's better than being a man whore.
What are you talking about?
Jake.
I don't know what you're talking about
right
now.
Oh, right. I had a dream the other night about Moby Dick, the big giant sperm whale, eating all of the Rugrats characters. That's all I remember from it. He was just chomp. I don't fucking know. But anyways, I felt the need to share that for some reason. Anyways.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you have any strange dreams about literary monsters eating, you know, childhood TV show
no,
stars.
No, I don't.
Well, I do.
Oh, man, there's another story I could tell that relates to New Year's that involves dreams. Because, I can't, damn it. So frustrating.
Stop teasing the audience and telling them that you can't tell them things that are funny.
I can't tell them. It's
well, then don't bring it up.
I'm sorry. It just pops in my head, and there's no filter between my brain and my mouth.
There
so.
Is no filter.
anyhow.
Ouch.
So, if you requested Neil Young...
I love you.
They requested a song that does not have a song title, so we want to know what Neil song you want to hear. So if you requested Neil Young, give us
Heart
a call.
Heart of Gold, because that's the best one.
888-212-KLIK to tell us which song you requested. In the meantime,
I think I might know who requested it. Hold on.
Okay.
Never mind.
My dad watched this video, the literal version of this music video recently, which is why I want to play it, because it's been running through my head ever since he watched the goddamn literal music video version.
Really quickly,
mm-hmm.
You know that Antoine Dodson thing? The
He's
bed
climbing
intruder?
In your windows.
Dude,
your
that is
up.
My ringtone
it's
right
my ringtone
now.
Too.
Hell yes! Why did we ever get divorced?
I don't know. Let's
don't
get remarried.
I agree.
we might be... Oh, you know what? I have it, I think, on here. Maybe I don't. I don't know.
I don't have the whole song, but I have the chorus because...
Yeah,
because
it's my ringtone. I don't think I have the whole song either.
I love that
song,
I'm going
to just look
it
up on YouTube and play it and just get it out of the system because...
Dude, it gets stuck in your head.
It does.
So
exactly.
Easy. Holy crap.
So
yeah.
Here we go.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Linkin Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here.
We have some bad news for you guys.
I'm sorry. So many of you are listening, like, for the first time. This is just a reunion show. Because
we're never coming back.
No, we had a series that we started this summer, and then Jake went off to school, so we quit, and then he's back just for break, and we're doing a reunion show, and then we'll hopefully start up again this summer. So
in April or whatever, May, sorry,
yeah,
late, or early May.
Yeah, he gets off school pretty early.
I
so.
Do. It's awesome.
Because you're an asshole.
Shut up. Today we're gonna.
Anyways,
Victoria, this is actually your topic, so you.
Yes, my topic. We were trying to come up with stuff to talk about. Anyways. Like, things that couples fight over. So this can be, like, married couples, divorced couples, dating couples, anything like that. Because I was thinking, like, the dumbest things that people, like, go to court over in divorce and stuff. Like, I think pets are always a really stupid one. Like, who gets to keep the dog? Do you really care? Like, if you don't have kids, that makes sense. But if you have kids and you're fighting over the dog...
It doesn't even make sense if you don't have kids. Take the goddamn
dog. Some people
dog.
Are weird.
I don't want that fucking thing. God. I just thought of something that, for those of you who are long-term listeners of the show and know who Anne is a psychotic ex of mine.
Yes, the long-term listeners should remember.
Shit. Hold on. We have a sound effect for her. Hold on. Oh, my God. I hate how the sound effects don't have it easy to find. Oh, man. I can't find it. I can't find it. Anyway, so...
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
that was the best I could do.
we always fought over, like, just the most retarded, just... it was really annoying. Like, because she's super, she is very Christian, and I was not, so we always had... Oh, here we go. Oh, hold on. It would be helpful if I had it turned on. Yes! That's my ex.
I can't do it very well.
So, yeah, we would always have stupid little disagreements about, you know, hey, Jesus was born in April, not December 25th.
I actually was always... taught that it was September 11th, so...
Really?
Nobody really knows.
Yeah,
you
that is true.
Really
Nobody
know.
Knows. But we do know that it wasn't in December.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Because, like, December 25th originally was like, the winter solstice,
yeah, exactly.
So it was...
Yeah.
It was a pretty awesome thing, though, what they actually did, so...
Well, anyhowsy-hoosies. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Point being, I mean, I don't think we ever really... argued about that, but Victoria, you had a boyfriend who just called in. Maybe he will call in again and tell us the stupid things that you two like to fight over, because I would be really interested to hear.
Dude, we don't actually fight yet. I'm sure we will argue at some point, but we're not at that point where we argue yet, so we just have, like, stupid arguments where you're like, haha, you're so funny. No, you're so funny. No, you're so funny. Oh, we don't actually do that, but... No, we don't actually do that.
I would be really upset if you did. I'd be really sad. yes. Are you sure? Okay, what about exes? I'm sure that you've had
exes.
Arguments with exes.
I think the worst one, like the one that pissed me off the most, was I was fighting with a guy that I was dating about weed because he was smoking and I didn't want him to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was probably like the most vehement. But stupid stuff, I don't know. I don't get into a lot of stupid arguments, honestly. Oh, I do have a pretty awesome one, though. Okay, my friend Laird and I were leaving my house, and he'd left, like, his pipe in mm-hmm. my room, along with, like, a coat and a hat and stuff. So I brought all his shit out to him, and I put his pipe and tobacco and stuff in his hat. And he got really mad, like, or at least pretended to. Mm-hmm. And we were on my front lawn screaming at each other about his gross hat. And he's like, oh, you dumb bitch, you put my tobacco in it. No, my hat's going to smell like tobacco. I'm like, who doesn't wash their fucking hat, Laird, like a hygienic human? And we had a pretty good, like, shouting match in my front lawn at, like, 10 at night, pretending to be rednecks. So that was actually really
pretending
fun.
Pretending to be rednecks?
No. Yeah, it was pretending, okay? I don't actually shout at people in my front lawn. Uh-huh. I don't really shout very often at all, actually.
Pretending to be rednecks. You live in Colorado. There's no such thing as a pretending to be a redneck here.
Dude, you don't know rednecks like I do. I was in Texas a couple summers ago, went to a family reunion.
I was born in Texas, bitch.
I was too. I lived there till I was like 10.
I lived until I was 5.
Ha, so I win.
Yeah.
No. All my relatives are from the South. Like, I went to a family reunion on my dad's side, and all of his relatives were from Virginia and West Virginia. I had never seen so many toothless people in my life. It was horrible. I was like, Jesus, I had no idea I was related to so many rednecks. No idea.
That's kind of depressing, actually.
And there were, like, so many of them talking about getting out of prison and all their divorces. And I was like, oh, I don't know you.
I'm my fifth wife now.
Dude, I have an uncle who's had 7 wives. He's 82.
Christ.
That man is such a player.
Nah, I'm not sure that's a good thing.
He's like my favorite uncle. He's so funny. Anyways.
Oh, Christ.
Yes. stupid things you fight over. Call us.
Yeah,
please.
1-888-212-5545. If it sounds better coming out of Victoria's mouth, here it is.
1-888-212-5545.
I like how you tried to make it musical. That was cute.
Oh, I also had a little dance,
yeah,
but you couldn't see it.
Sadly.
Yeah. The best reason for a divorce is intellectual incompatibility. That's true. Pretty awesome. I don't think I could be married to a dumb person.
I don't think so either. I can't be friends with dumb people. I meant to bring this up earlier. that one divorce story that I heard on the radio a long time ago, that... Like, your story mentioned a parrot. Did you tell the parrot one on air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was also related to a talking bird, probably a parrot. But instead of saying, divorce, be patient, it was just saying another woman's name. Because they had the parrot, like, in their bedroom or whatever. And so, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That didn't end well for for that guy.
Oh.
My friend sent me this other Antoine Dodson thing. New Year's Eve Live with Carson Daly on NBC New York Times Square. I don't know what it is, but I guess we could just listen to it and see what's up with it. It's only a couple minutes long, so let's see what it is.
Yo, Seacrest! You're in my hood! Get out of my hood!
My buddy, everybody's working tonight here. We are live. You think Times Square is much bigger than it is, but there's a show right over there, and there's a show right here. Welcome back to ours. Very, isn't he adorable? I mean, he really is very, very adorable. All right, guys, listen. You can hear the track underneath me. 59 million views on the video for Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. Let's bring him in. Antoine Dodson, just give me a hug. By the way, this is like... This has been my favorite person of the year. I mean,
he looks like a chick.
Antoine started at the beginning of the year.
You've never seen him before?
Now you're here.
Well, not like that. I only saw him when he had his, you know, when he had it all up.
It all up.
Everybody wants to live, and I'm so glad I'm living it because I'm so humble, so excited. And your hair looks so
amazing. Oh, your hair looks like a chick's, dude.
You know, there's yikes. Really people here tonight. I'm so excited.
We were also recently inspired to lock our doors because all the studio doors are unlocked, and anyone could just waltz in and be like,
"Yeah,
hi, Jake and Victoria."
No, they'll say, "Hey there, Jake. They'll rape you and leave me alone because I'm a scary beast woman. You're just a scrawny little man boy thing." I don't know.
Oh, really? Is Antoine Dodson gay?
I don't know.
I don't know either. My roommate seems to think he is.
You are really dumb, for real. That was to your roommate. No, I'm kidding. I don't know you. I don't want to insult you.
I don't know. Even if he is.
It doesn't matter. But
he still looks like a chick.
Yeah, he
does. Whether it's bad or good, he looks like a chick.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can have gay guys that look like gay guys, but guys, and then you can have gay guys that look like chicks, so it happens. Or you can have straight guys that look like chicks, which is kind of a little more sad sometimes. Unless they find a nice pseudo-lesbian to settle down with.
All right, then. You know, I could see it now, because he's got definitely... I know you can't see it, but he has, like, this low-cut shirt, you know, and lots of bling, but...
Oh, the bling. I was about to say, he's also from the project, so maybe he just doesn't have enough money to buy a shirt that covers him all up, but...
No. He's rich now because of this whole, you know...
Oh, it's true.
You know, his sister's misfortune.
Right? He gets rich off of his sister's almost rape.
I know, what a nice guy.
Dude, I'd beat his ass with all that bling.
Okay, so I also run a radio show in Boston, and my co-host, who is the Shelby that I keep mentioning.
Hello, she was like, other new wife. You stole
my husband. We haven't agreed
to
that yet.
Well, it'll happen.
She says that it's an ugly chick's hair. I don't know.
Oh, his hair?
Yeah, his hair looks like an ugly chick's hair. Anyways.
Now I want to see.
Here, I'll just forward you the link so that you don't have to go through the, you know, the hassle.
Oh, my God. Holy crap. Dude, they have Antoine Dodson dolls.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of awesome. And this one guy got an Antoine Dodson tattoo. Has a picture of his face that says, run and tell that homeboy. Yeah, he's a woman, but it's okay, because he's not really classy woman, but it's a funny video, and it's an awesome ringtone, so, you know, I can't
he's
complain.
Climbing in the windows. That's really funny.
That's so funny.
So, we've still not heard any good New Year's Eve stories yet.
Hey.
Sorry, Drew.
I don't know. That's kind of funny. Tiny little chick beating
the shit out of a dude,
like,
is kind of funny. But
to reinforce this, Drew's in the army, and so are all of his friends.
Oh.
So this is like an army dude getting his ass beat by like
that
tiny little chick.
That would have made it funnier.
Yeah.
He has
a lot of stories.
We could
like
get
that,
one of these. I don't even know. Okay. Also, if you have ever had an experience with healing touch, we want you to call in at 1-888-212-KLIK. Because the person on the other side of the wall from us moved in, and she is this healing touch practitioner.
Oh.
Which is not massage therapy. It is not acupuncture. It is not one of those other holistic Eastern medicine situations.
Wait, what is it?
It is just like, it's almost like touch therapy.
Just like
a tiny little pat on the arm. I looked it up online because I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
They have this theory that they can, you know, move your energy around and stuff. So if you have any experience with getting your energy moved around, I want you to call me and tell me that it works, because if it does, we can give some of this away, because she has to do like 100 of them. So we could literally give out 100 healing touch sessions right now.
You know what would be an interesting sort of experiment and promotion for her? Give one of those to like every member of Click, at least the kids that want it, have them go in and like
and
talk about their experiences, and like just have a whole week where everybody brings that up during their shows.
That would probably be
pretty awesome.
That would be very, and to see who it works on and who it doesn't. Because you almost, I bet a lot of it is just psychological at that point, because like, you know, it takes a certain, I've never been one, because ever since I discovered that massage therapy existed, but I guess at least massage therapy is somewhat legitimate in the fact that they're actually working with your tissue.
Yeah.
Unlike.
It's physical instead of metaphysical therapy. Which
Unlike healing touch, which is just, you know, let's move your energy. Or even, I guess maybe does acupuncture work? I don't know anything about acupuncture.
I don't know either. I have no idea what it does. A girl that I graduated with apparently wants to be an acupuncturist, but I don't talk to her, so I can't ask her about it.
I know that on NipTuck there was this person who was getting like a facelift or something, but he didn't want anesthesia. He went with acupuncture to anesthetize him, which I don't know about you, but when they carve like the top of your face off, I don't want to feel it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the real anesthesia that I know works.
I don't know. Some people can, like, I mean, I don't think that anybody could really withstand that kind of pain, but some people can handle a lot. Like,
yeah.
My grandpa, he never got Novocaine when he went to the dentist, and they really? Would, like, drill and all kinds Ugh. Of shit, and, like...
You, I could I not mean, handle he just, that. He was I can fine. Barely do it, like, with the, even with, like, the injection, if it doesn't, like, if it starts to wear off or whatever... Even then, it's like, this kind of hurts. I'm not
I have
like
such
this.
A strange tolerance to it. Like, they have to give me, like, several shots before
you
I
You and my mom
it,
both.
And then...
My mom says it has something to do with having red hair. That red-haired people have a need more. But you don't have red
I'm
hair,
not
right?
A ginger.
Yeah, you're not a ginger. So. Ginger Jersey Jew.
The three J's.
We just can't get rid of you, can we, Cal? Oh, that was a really bad Eric Cartman impression.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
But I love South Park so much. Anyways.
okay, so to reiterate a couple of things, this is the only show that we're doing until April or May.
Yes.
That's one
it's
thing.
Reunion show, just special
yes.
episode
Yes, you
tonight.
Can text us your request at 970-458-5545, and it will pop up on our little computer screen. Hey, when we actually have one. Wait, is it from you? It's the only, it's I Just Had Sex Again.
I Just Had Sex. And it felt so good. I had a Lunchables, which is not sex.
But almost as good as sex, maybe?
If
is
you're
that Lunchable?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten's version of sex, a Lunchable. Anyways.
There's this video on YouTube called Cooties. You guys should all look it up, but it's really funny. And it's about, it's kind of like making fun of those like STD awareness commercials.
Oh, yeah,
where, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't want him to think I didn't trust him or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's little kids talking about getting cooties. And there's this one kid who's like so sad. He's like, just wanted to trade Lunchables. And it was just so beautiful. It's so funny. You should definitely check it out. It's
cooties.
So hilarious.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Fridays. On Friday at 7:30 p.m., be at the Oak Street Plaza. Die. Don't care what you're doing. Be there. Support. Wait, what? Why can't I think of what they're called?
We care kind of what you're doing. Be
no,
closed.
We don't. Oh, yeah. What?
No,
no, I think that naked people there could actually bring in a crowd. Don't you think?
But not the good kind. They bring, like, the police kind of crowd where everyone disperses and then we get no money.
All right, whatever. So
wear clothes.
Yeah,
wear clothes. No public masturbation or just
oh
none
God.
Of that.
Bloco and Foco is doing their little drum ensemble. And it's not really little. It's like 15 people, she said, that's in the ensemble. So it's supposedly a really good show. Check it out. 7:30, Oak Street Plaza, Fort Collins.
If you don't know anything about like different street performers and stuff that are like legitimate street performers groups in Fort Collins, go check them out. Because like a lot of times these people are just really, really awesome. And it's not the kind of stuff that you'll see anywhere else. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
A lot of this stuff is very
Yeah, these people are
Fort
legit.
Collins,
I've
so.
Been reading about them on their website and they are quite... They're good, you know, they are.
So, yes.
I can't do it. Anyways, have you heard I Know How to Say about 303?
Yes, I do.
What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I actually didn't like their whole new CD very
the
much.
The whole it thing?
It had a few songs that I liked, but mostly it was just kind of shitty compared to the last one. Because the last one, they were like so horrible.
What?
I mean, like in an awesome way. Like everything was really catchy. Everything was really well done. But they really... You know, kind of pushed the envelope on a lot. They toned it down a ton for this new one. I was kind
maybe.
Of disappointed.
Okay, well, we can play I Know How to Say. I also have Africa by Toto queued up, or I Just Had Sex because it was requested. What do we want to do? What do you want to
do? Africa, then I Just Had Sex because I really like
right,
both of those songs.
We'll be right back. We're the awkward couple. Did you just snort?
No.
If you have had sex in the last 30 minutes, we want you to call us right now.
Yes,
at 1-888-212-KLIK and tell us how it was. Or, better yet, if you had sex while listening to us...
Oh, I don't want to hear about that, actually. Keep that to yourself and never tell anyone. Don't even
Why?
Tell the person you had sex with...
that you were listening to us.
Like, I know you both know, but just don't talk about it, because that's weird.
Why would you listen to us?
Dude,
Why?
We're the worst aphrodisiac ever, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Christ.
Anyways, so tell them about the website, so I can
oh,
talk
yeah.
about fuck-ins.
So, my friend Tyler made this website based, like, inspired by that song called ijusthadsextoday.com.
Oh, I didn't know it was a friend of yours who did it.
Yeah, it's a friend. I found out about Very it from nice. His Facebook. Yeah, he's a friend of mine. And I gave him some information on how to do it so that, like, you can text in, like, you know, I just had sex to this phone number, and then it increases the counter. So it'll be a little bit more accurate, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
If you have ever been with someone, like a one-night stand or whatever, who started texting, well, we want to hear your story, because I want to know how that ended up. Please tell me that you broke.
Texting during sex, that's like a committed texter.
Or you're just really bored.
Oh, that's sad.
See, that's what we're going to try to get to. Best 30 seconds of my life. So yeah, according to this, people have had sex 2,767 times since 1/1/11. Which, you know, only includes the people who visit the site. And of those 2,767, how many of them are actually true?
Yeah.
Some it could have just been like someone. Someone just was like, oh man, I wish I was having sex, and clicked.
They'd
it.
Be lying to the dude. How pathetic is that?
You're lying to the, like, internet. Oh, it just went up by one.
So desperate, just want it so badly. You just, oh, that's sad.
See, someone was definitely having sex while listening to us, because it just went up.
Oh no! don't ever call in.
They are turned on by your voice, Victoria.
Dude, fuck you, Jake. It's your scrawny ass of man juice. I don't know.
Anyways, what were you going to talk about? I forgot.
Love nests.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over the last couple months and stuff, before the snow that we just had, like, my friends and I would go around, wandering around neighborhoods and stuff, and kind of accidentally just stumbled upon, like, a whole bunch of just outdoor little fuck dens, and, like, one of them is, like, literally one neighborhood or one, like, street over from mine. It's, like, this little alcove kind of thing of, like, bushes and stuff as the entrance to the street. And we found, like, boxers, shirt, condoms, and used Kool-Aid packets, like, empty Kool-Aid. And that was pretty awesome, actually. That was... I laughed pretty hard.
I didn't notice that you posted a Facebook status saying, I did not snort.
Oh, I did not, by the way. I did not.
Yeah, you did.
You're full of crap, Jake. Yeah, and then, like, a bunch of other ones that I found. Okay, I want to know... Maybe I don't want to know, but I kind of do. Weirdest place you've had sex... Call us and tell us. Don't give us details,
yeah,
please.
We don't want to know about the activity itself. Just
tell
where
us
it
about
happens.
The place. Yes, the place, not the deed itself.
There is actually another. There's the blah, 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 Slacker and Steve on Alice 105.9 did this topic too, and there were all sorts of stories about, like, people in, like, the family bathrooms at DIA. You know, get a little pre-flight action. Easier there than on the airplane.
I don't go into airplane bathrooms.
If there is anyone who has done it successfully on an airplane, like, that is our age, I will be impressed.
I don't go into those bathrooms. Like, I would rather hold it the whole time and be in utter misery than into one of those things.
How long do you usually fly for whenever you do fly?
It's normally just a few hours, maybe, so...
Define a few hours. I mean, a few is...
A few is three, actually.
Oh, okay. A few, really?
Three. Couple is two.
Yeah, and
some
is
four or more.
So I fly some hours to Boston.
Some hours.
Oh my god, retarded. Kind of like I posted to the Facebook or to the Click Facebook earlier that we were going to have a show today, and Miss Grammar Pants over here decides to be like, oh, by the way, you should put that in the present tense. Bleh. It's like,
bleh.
No,
I'm not.
I don't
sheep,
think so.
Actually,
Christ.
Yes, so weird places you've had sex, we want to know.
If you have ever had sex in one of those sex dens...
Don't tell me.
Well, don't tell her, but...
Tell you?
Tell. I don't know. I could turn off your headphones, and then you don't have to know.
This is fair. Tell him. I don't want to know.
Well, what if it's not the one by your house? Then it doesn't matter.
I guess.
Because they don't have to tell us where they did it. They just have to tell us how
this
it was.
Is true. No, we don't want to know how.
No,
I want to know the details of the place.
No, that's what?
I want to know the details of the place.
Yes, that's what I was.
But not the details of the sex.
Oh my god, Victoria, you just are putting words in my mouth right now.
I'm not. You just can't talk right.
Shut up. This is why we're divorced, because you try to put words in my mouth and crush my spirit.
And because you don't have interesting places to have sex.
There's a couch right over there. I don't know what you're talking about.
I walked in here earlier. There were tinies on the couch.
They're old enough they weren't doing anything. They were just cuddling. Even then.
No, I know, but like they were over there, and then their co-host was like,
"Oh yeah, he's just like sitting here,
like doing whatever." I knock on the door and walk in, and they're like, "Hey, what's up?" And the dude was like climbing off of her. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, there are definitely worse stories from this room that
it's true.
I do not feel comfortable telling on the air. Actually, maybe I should, because then maybe it will get the people involved arrested.
Do it. And say it, because I want to know.
I'll tell you off air, and then we can determine if it would be appropriate for airing. Okay, so...
What? So, yes, neither of us just had sex.
No.
Tell us your weird stories.
Train, I'm saving you because you are dying over there.
Excuse me. I had a hiccup.
They just re-released their song Marry Me. Like, originally it was just, like, the acoustic guitar, you know, and the vocals, but now they've added drums and some other stuff. So
didn't they just put out a new CD?
Yeah, the Sabi San Francisco just came out recently.
It's pretty amazing they're still doing music.
Well, didn't they break up? Because Pat Monahan did a little single thing with Her Eyes for a little bit, and now they're back together again. Anyways, kind of similar. Nobody had any opinions on Lita Wise, so hopefully more people will have an opinion on this version of the song versus the other one. Everyone's heard the other one, and I'm sure people have heard this one too, but
let's do
whatever. Yep.
Forever could never be long enough for me. Believe when I wanna.
We don't have any songs picked. We're really bad DJs. Oh, sorry. I didn't even have your mic turned on either. Just goes to show how shitty
we are.
You're a
shitty DJ.
Sheesh. And I'm not recording the. But there we go. Now we are ready to go. It takes like four button clicks to do
anything. We're so professional.
We're so bad at this. Yeah. They just clicked. This needs to fire us.
We're out of practice. We haven't been here
it's
for
true.
A while.
So. Although, and I'm using the new podcasting system. I'm testing it out. It's going to be a major fail. We should never let anyone use it.
Oh.
Like, I'll tell you more about it off the air because nobody who is listening gives a shit.
Probably.
But,
wasn't there something we were supposed to talk about off air?
Was there?
Yeah. So that you could decide if you were going to say it. Someone, please, who was just listening. What were we supposed to talk about? Because I want to know so that we can decide if we can talk about it.
Oh, God. I don't remember.
It was sex related, I'm pretty sure. What was it? Who's
I don't
listening?
Know.
Someone help. how unprofessional we are. We suck.
Oh, God.
Okay. Like a bag of micro penises. That's how bad we suck.
Ew. Nasty. Oh, God. You're
quite
so gross.
Nasty, actually.
Yes. Jordan fired us. Let's fucking go.
Yay.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Jordan's listening?
Yeah. Hello. Jordan Fisher.
Yes.
Jordan
I know
Fisher.
Who he is.
Oh, well, I'm.
They don't, but...
No, people do know who Jordan is. He runs the Tuesday Night Show, I think. I hope he runs the Tuesday Night Show.
Oh, sex stories in the studio. That's what we were supposed to talk about.
Oh, yes, off
Thank
air.
You,
no,
it
was... Well, okay. Oh, okay. I think he does the Tuesday show. Yeah, he does CNJ Party Planners Tuesday nights from 7 to 10. So if you like Jordan Fisher, listen to
or
him
us,
on Tuesdays.
Because he's a pretty awesome kid, and we can vouch for him.
Wait, what? Or listen to... Oh, or if you like us, then yeah. Although his show's very different than ours.
I imagine it would be, but he's still a pretty awesome
he
kid.
He is pretty cool. He runs the show while I'm... Well, not the show. He runs the station while I'm gone off trying to pursue my dream of making money in the future.
Jake and Jordan basically do everything
it's
for
a,
Click.
It's
they
true.
Do a shit
on the phone
ton.
Over here.
My
so like
goodness.
We have like one of these business phones in the studio for the like for taking calls off the air.
It's pretty fancy.
It is very fancy. And like the first button, like it has like speed dial buttons, right? So on the first one it says Jordan, and then underneath it says programming, and then it says Jake, and it says all knowing, which I guess is pretty accurate. I don't know.
It's true. When I started doing this show with him, I learned way more about Click than I knew there was to know.
Oh, wait, when you started doing it with me?
Yep.
Yeah. 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 No, you learned more than you cared to know, probably.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was so much that went on, but
there's
it's
a lot.
It's pretty damn impressive.
Do
it.
Yeah. I mean, think about how much we have to do.
Yeah. Like for you listening, like, it seems kind of unprofessional. Sometimes, like, oh, you just do it online and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes we kind of fuck up, like, just now.
Yeah, it's like we don't, like, but I didn't have a microphone turned on.
It takes so much to do this, and it actually is really fucking impressive when you know
how
a
much
lot
goes
about
into it.
Like,
if anyone has ever, I love, like, people, because also, a little plug for Click. We are always looking for new DJs. So if you are ever interested in running a show on Click, hit us up. We need more DJs. And what's always really funny to me is that people are always kind of on the fence about it. Like, I'm not really sure I want to be a DJ. Blah, 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 blah. And then they get in here and they see it. And then they decide, okay, yes, I want to be a DJ. Because they see all the equipment and they just
Or they see the gross stains and the dirty walls and they go,
Well, I just cleaned the goddamn dirty wall and I bought stupid carpet stain remover.
It's true.
So,
it smells a little bit better in here, actually.
Thank you.
Like, the cleaner for the carpet thing smells a lot better
than it
how
did
it
before.
Smelled when we first walked in here.
Well, we all know who to blame that on. So.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyways.
Yes. It's, yeah. Okay.
We should play another song.
And then I can tell you about...
So we can talk about studio sex and then decide if we want to...
Well, it's more than just studio sex. It's just...
Just so you know, I'm probably going to say yes. I'm going to say no names and then just...
All right.
Talk about it anyways.
And in the spirit... God, I'm spitting all over the microphone. Sorry, next person that uses... At least I haven't licked it yet like Misha did. I think everyone does that at some point.
It's true, but then you never do it again because you don't get the taste out of your mouth for like hours.
I don't know about that. I bet people have done it multiple times. But did you just lick it?
No. Mm. I made vomiting sounds.
In the spirit of our next topic, this is Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Click Radio.
Hello.
We need little jingles. I think that would be fun.
Really quickly, just as a thing... Pictures that you take of, like, you and your significant other, like, a little smooch, that's cute. Pictures of you guys tonguing, not cute. And in public, even worse. That's disgusting. Why would you do that? Especially if all your shit's on public and your parents have Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know.
People just have no fucking shame. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I... Mm. Ugh, PDA. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, some PDA is okay, but
yeah, because sometimes it's cute, like a little smooch. Aww. But tonguing in public is disgusting.
Sex in public also usually disgusting.
Yeah,
or public, like you said earlier, public masturbation, disgusting.
That's also very gross. I just
did. I ever tell you about the story? This is a secondhand story.
Okay.
So I'm
okay.
Sorry. Why do you look so shocked?
Because you're like public masturbation. Did I ever tell you?
Yes. One time I was caught. No. So,
dude, I would believe that.
I was not caught. That is a lie.
You weren't caught. Doesn't mean you didn't do it.
I was not caught, nor was I doing it.
Okay, good. Anyways.
So, no, but I guess in the dorm that I lived in last year, the way that it worked was that there were guys on the first floor and the third floor and girls on the second and fourth floors. Mm-hmm. So this wasn't on my floor, so it must have been on the third floor. And I guess there was this guy that lived there who, I guess if he really was just kind of in the mood, but his roommate was in the room, what he would do was go to the bathroom. Like, and because, okay, this is another thing about the bathrooms in the building. It's a really old building. There are no stalls in the guy's bathrooms. There's just toilets and like dividers, you know. So, what am I thinking? There were stalls. Sorry, there were no urinals. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
So,
I was about to say.
No, there were stalls. Huh. So what he would do, like what most guys, what a lot of guys would do whenever they had to go pee or whatever, was that they would just stand in front of the toilet, like with the door open or whatever, and it didn't matter. So what this guy did was that whenever he got in the mood, he would do the same thing, like as the other guys would do peeing, only, you know, he'd be taking care of himself, like with the door.
Oh my goodness.
And what makes it even worse, though, is that I heard this story from a girl. So, like... Obviously, there was some sort of community. The microphone just attacked me. obviously there was some sort of a link between the third floor guys and either the fourth or second floor girls that eventually was relayed to me living on the first floor.
Or maybe he's just really loud.
I don't know. Like, you would think that it would be obvious just based on, like, hand motions or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or, like...
There's a difference between peeing and... Yeah.
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 Yeah. Definitely a lot of a... Like... Anyways.
Yeah.
You don't go to... You don't have any fun stories like that, though, do you?
No. Not really.
Yeah. See, really. You should go to college. Get your brains
so
smartified.
I can share stories about creepy dudes masturbating in the that's what I want to go to college for. I should have put that in my application essay.
You should have. Yes. I'm sure you would have been approved.
I kind of have one. A friend of mine, I don't know if he's listening, but a friend of mine like IM'd me, I don't know, a couple months after he'd gone off to college and stuff, and we were talking for a bit, and this is like the first time I'd talked to him in like since graduation almost, and one of the first things he tells me is about how one of the guys on his floor got arrested for child porn.
Oh, my.
Like, not distributing, just possession.
Oh, possession. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's still, you know, I mean, that's technically not allowed, but, like, yeah, it was fucking gross. But see, what made it more hilarious, like, I laughed, honestly. I thought it was hilarious. Like, horrible, but at the same time, so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's worse is that he's an engineering major, and at his school, all of the engineering majors have, like, their own dorm. So, super nerd, child porn, hell yes. I laughed so hard.
Did they, by any chance, go to the state of, like, the School of Mines?
Mm-mm, they're in Illinois.
I have a friend who goes to School of Mines, and if she heard that, she's probably going to stab me. Also, you know what I don't like hearing? This. There's nobody on our phone right now, and it's making me sad.
Yeah. But... It happens.
It does happen. If you want to call us, the number is 1-888-212-5545. We're supposed, I don't know, we don't really have a time that we're going to go to, but
yeah.
If, my headphone cables are all messed up. If we can't get anyone on the phones or whatever, we're going to have to call it quits early.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know,
fine.
2 hours is still pretty
okay.
Good.
Yes.
Yes. So, if you've been listening so far, thank you very much.
Yes.
This was a very impromptu show, but
yes.
I've had a good time, and we hope you have too.
Yes.
And hopefully, if you've been listening, you will listen again when we start back up this summer.
Yes. I could probably go through our old shows and just edit out the stuff that caused us, or that caused your show to be taken off the air to begin with.
Or just put up our old podcast, the ones from just us specifically.
Right. Oh, yeah, I could
do
that
too.
That. Yeah. Because I don't think there's anything too horrible in those.
Yeah. We'll just keep series one up
for
you guys.
Yeah. And we
it.
Can run reruns and then you can continue to listen. Oh, hello? Oh, wait. It'd be helpful if they could hear me. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
Who do you think?
Have you called before? I recognize your voice, I think.
Yes,
I think it's Schekinger. Is that how you say your last name?
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Okay.
Why are you sharing my last name on your show? That's
because,
not allowed.
Because I want people to find you and do things to you. I don't know.
What?
I was going with that.
Okay, now I was calling just to wish you a happy birthday, but now I might have to hang up on you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah. It is your birthday in like a minute.
Yeah.
This time.
I'm surprised that you... I'm surprised that you...
I need to show early, and I'm like, no, it's like 2 minutes away. Just stay.
No, we were going to probably stay here till midnight anyways, but
yeah.
I'm surprised that you stay, because it's 2 a.m. over there in New Hampshire, so I'm surprised that you are so dedicated to wish me a happy birthday. It truly touches my heart.
It's called insomnia. I'm playing Bubble Shooter, actually.
Oh, my God.
I do that all the time. When I can't sleep, I just...
I play Bubble Shooter.
It's so fun. And it's your fault, Jake, because you told me about it and got me addicted. It is midnight. You are 20 years old today.
Yes.
Happy birthday
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
20. You're 20 now, aren't you?
What a worthless age. 20 years old. The only thing that it's good for is that you're not a teenager anymore.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Cool.
What?
You've lived 2 whole decades. It's an accomplishment.
Yes,
yeah,
quite
for you
the
especially.
What the fuck, Victoria, are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that it's a wonder that you're still alive, it considering your nature of life.
I like when she calls because she's always on my side.
You know what? You know what?
I will always be on your side, Victoria.
The HIV hasn't killed me yet, so I'm going to keep on living it up on the corner. All right? Screw the hell out of both of you.
That you're just not willing to share on the air, Dick.
What?
We can talk about your various diseases off the air later.
No, I think we should talk about them on air, actually.
Yeah, definitely. But, Lauren, what do you know that I don't? Like, share with me.
Oh, I don't know. I speculate.
You spec?
Figure there's some craziness going on in there.
Explain.
Not in here.
Whoa!
No craziness in here. That's
explain?
Just Jake over there with his diseases and me sitting over here. Celibate and STD free.
Celibate my ass, please.
Well, you must know Jake has a double life, and in Boston, he's actually a corner prostitute.
No, that's you, bitch.
Oh, he's a corner prostitute here, too.
Yeah.
How do you think Click gets the money they need?
That's right.
He flies back here, whores himself out for a couple weeks, and then bam, they have money.
Yeah, really. It works every time. And then the Bohemian Foundation wonders how we make all of our money. They should just listen to our shows and they'd find out.
I hope they don't.
I hope not either. So, Lauren, did you know that New Hampshire got so much more snow than us that I'm actually jealous of you?
I did know because we've had this conversation and I told you that Colorado fails because New Hampshire is just so much better.
I wish we had snow.
So do I. But Colorado still doesn't fail.
Colorado's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you haven't been here. Well, yeah, you have been here before, but you were too young.
I keep having to run you. I've been to Colorado.
Yeah, but you were too young or too stupid to enjoy it. One of the two. I'm not sure which.
Did you come to Fort Collins, though?
I actually don't know. I was 5, so I'm going to go with young and stupid for that answer.
Yeah.
Because Fort Collins is pretty much where it's at, but at the same time, you kind of have to be older to appreciate it.
You also have to be kind of...
skiing. And that's about it.
Skiing. What a bum.
And there may have been some elk involved, so yeah.
Elk? Who the hell cares about the elk?
What were elk involved in?
I don't know. Did you ski into an elk? What's the deal here?
On an elk?
I just remember seeing them. It was early in the morning, and they were just like elk or caribou or something.
Were they skiing?
Yeah, were they skiing? What?
Because if they weren't skiing, this isn't very interesting.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It's probably interesting for you.
They had tree limbs attached to their legs, and they were skiing. It was amazing.
You know, these poor kids from New Hampshire just don't see any wildlife, so, you know, they...
Yeah.
Whatever.
We don't see wildlife. We have plenty of wildlife.
I had a story.
Go for it. You go for it.
My dad, like, over the summer when I was gone, he would put my cat out at night, every night, lock him out all night, because he wanted the foxes that live in our neighborhood to eat him.
What?
Oh
like,
God,
no joke. He hates my cat so much, he tried to feed him to foxes.
That's terrible, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
How did you catch him doing this?
He told me. When I came back, he's like, I tried to feed your cat, but they wouldn't take him. My cat's also kind of the size of a fox, so he'd be hard
be
to
it.
Take down.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that could be it very easily.
I've seen a fox in New Hampshire. They exist.
Lauren, how much of this show have you heard?
Enough. I don't know. I've had to keep myself amused for the past hour waiting for it to be midnight over there.
Oh,
do you
well.
Know how boring that is?
Ho, ho, ho.
It's not
Lauren Schechinger. Lauren, Lauren, Lauren. Guess what?
Why do you keep saying my
Lauren,
name? Keep
Lauren, 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 you need to stop talking right now because you have some explaining to do.
What?
My bestest friend in the whole wide world, Jenny, just sent me a text about...
Oh, God.
About
oh, no, no, no. I don't want to talk about this. I know what you're talking
Lauren,
about.
Lauren, I want you to tell us your New Year's Eve story right now.
No.
Lauren...
No.
Lauren,
no.
All I know, Lauren, I will tell them that you got drunk on wine coolers, and then you have to...
It wasn't wine coolers, it was wine. Box wine.
Wine
box
coolers wine. Is the hardest thing to get drunk on. There's, like,
it really
no
is.
Alcohol
I've had, like, 7 in a row, and it just doesn't do much.
Yeah, kind of like you and your 14 jello shots.
Some drunk texts to your girlfriend at New Year's.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want you to tell me the story. I can just have her forward them to me, because that would be a lot easier. Or you could tell them, which
would
be...
Oh,
just
like text
one, that'd be great, because I don't even know what I'm trying to say there.
Oh, yeah. Jenny. I think you might be out there somewhere. Call us, and then just read the text to us. And
yes.
Jenny, please don't. Your roommate is begging you.
Jenny.
Don't publicly humiliate me.
Jenny, your boyfriend is asking you to
call your boyfriend and his...
Jenny,
it's, ex-wife are asking you.
Jenny, it's either no sex or an unhappy roommate. One of the two. You decide.
The roommate's going to be unhappy if there is sex. So, kind of lose-lose for me.
Doesn't have to be in your room.
Yeah.
Or in your room.
Yeah.
It could be in...
I doubt it's in
we could find
in
one of those...
Room.
We could,
he's over here.
We could find one of those sex dens somewhere in Boston.
You could indeed. I'm sure they
I'm
have
sure
them.
I'm sure that's very clean. You can just add to your diseases, Jake.
I love adding to my diseases. Hey, I should sleep with you, Lauren.
You wish.
That would have been a much better burn if it hadn't had the weird laugh at the end.
I need to find like a rim shot sound effect that I can use for those really awful jokes that I make.
Please, someone, I want to know.
Yes, Jenny, as the...
It really wasn't that funny what I said to Jenny.
Jenny holds the key to our happiness tonight, and she's not calling us.
Wrong, and that was about it.
Lauren, wait, what? Say that all again.
All I said to her was like, Happy New Year's... to the best roomie ever, and it was spelled horribly wrong. And then I think I was trying to say so not drunk right now or so much drunk right now. I really don't remember.
The drunk ones always think they're not drunk when, you know, I'm totally fine. No, I'm fine. I'm going to drive home.
No, I was very, very drunk. I think I was about 6 drinks in after maybe 2 hours.
Yeah,
not even.
Yeah. You told me that it involved puking at some point, so definitely
That's the worst kind of party.
Yeah.
But it was
it's
okay
never fun if you get
my friend
sick.
From Oklahoma who parties all the time was puking too. And we
and you're
going
to go visit her over spring break.
Oh, but that's worse because then there's just more vomit. And some of it's not even yours.
Yeah.
And that's gross.
You don't know whose is whose.
Oh, I have a horrible story from that.
There was the best part of it all is that I got to go to breakfast the next morning with my parents slightly hungover.
That's
and
always fun.
I went to Perkins with my friends, and they were all hungover, and I was not.
That's because you're lame, Jake. You have no fun.
Anyways, my friends had a Thanksgiving party. I was not at this, but a bunch of them got drunk. This one chick puked and, like, was playing in her vomit. She was so drunk. She, like, put her hands in it and was playing with it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a toy. She just, like, puked on the floor and was,
That's...
I was not that far gone.
That's really nasty, actually.
I was curious enough to realize, this is bad.
Anyways.
But yeah, that was my New Year's. It was a small party with just some box wine and some beer, and we had a bit too much.
Obviously. I was listening to that little
As
laugh
for
in the,
the
background.
Rest of it, you don't need to know. You really don't need
oh,
to
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you told me that you hooked up with someone, too. How did that go
I
for
did
you?
Not.
Yeah, you
that,
did.
I was
yeah,
you didn't. Exaggerating.
What?
All I said is that there were New Year's kisses, because you kiss people when it's.
Oh, that's right. How many were there?
And where?
Oh, yeah, and where were they? Not physically, on the other person, where were they?
They were packed on the lips, because we are all friends.
Mm-hmm. neither one of us believe you. We're both sitting here and staring at each other like this is totally false.
Bullshit.
No, it's not false.
Shenanigans.
Really not.
Shenanigans. You know, in Colorado, shenanigans is a real thing, according to South Park.
What?
No.
Call shenanigans?
Yes.
Yeah. Funny, people always think I'm lying when I'm telling the truth. I don't know what that says about me and my lack of convincingness, but yeah, I'm telling the truth.
I'm just kind of going with Jake, actually, because I don't know you at all.
No, she definitely has
I'm
some.
I'm on your side. You have to back me up once in a while.
Oh, but this is true.
Jake, I'm stealing your partner from you.
No, you're not. I'll just trust me. I have methods of getting her back.
What?
Uh-huh.
I believe that's called blackmail.
No, this isn't blackmail. This is just...
date rape.
Well, when you put it like that...
So you're not denying it. I see how this radio station works.
Yeah, okay.
You don't
Lauren,
even know.
Lauren, we were just talking about how we raise all of our money by working the corner. How do you think this radio station works?
It wasn't the we, though, Jake. It was you. You worked the corner.
Well, I have never whored myself out for click.
That's true, but we did have one other girl who did, and we all know how well that ended up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, so don't include me in this week.
We'll tell you off. We'll tell you off the air.
Anyways.
Look,
upcoming events. Today is Jake Wood's birthday.
Aww.
Jake is old.
I can't believe I have to be on the goddamn radio on my birthday.
You're not a teenager anymore. You have no excuse.
Dude, I'm going to be just as old as you in 20 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's I right.
I'm going to be just as old as you in 24 days.
You were born January 28th?
Yes.
Well, that's happy my early birthday.
Birthday.
We're not going to be on the radio to wish you a happy birthday on January 28th, so
I'm
there's
sorry.
Your early
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday early.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, and happy birthday to you early.
Well, thank you.
Lauren, hang on right there. Don't go. Don't hang up. Do not hang up. I have some. I'm going to tell her some stories about life. And another. We have. Oh, there's so many good drinking songs they have on here. Also, the only reason that the band LMFAO makes any money is because people use them to get drunk. Do you know what I'm talking about? The song Shots.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one?
I don't know. That's the only one I know.
Oh, shit. I don't remember. But this is Raise Your Glass by Pink. It's really overplayed, but whatever. It relates to the topic because Lauren got hammered, sent a whole bunch of drunk texts, and forgot that she hooked up with about 8 dudes on New Year's Eve. So, here we go. I wish people could see my lip-syncing skills.
You should sing, like, on the radio for real.
No. I did have this idea once, though, that we could, because what we could do is we could play the song through the headphones, like, in here in the studio, and then record us singing to it in a separate off-air track, and then play it back, like, without the music.
That would be horrible.
Exactly. We could try it with I Just Had Sex, because that'd be really funny.
That's okay. We'll save that one. We'll
for
keep that idea and just kind of in the back pocket. I don't know quite what the expression is. I just don't want to do that. So I hope that we can put it off and you'll forget about it, but probably not.
Probably not, no, especially because I know how little you want to do it.
Yeah. Anyways.
So that was fun.
We booted our caller off the air.
We did.
Not that we don't appreciate your call.
We did. We loved it. And we love you, but...
Yes, but...
Phone callers are kind of like our equivalent of... I don't know. Coke.
Donuts.
Oh, donuts.
Homer Simpson, donuts. We get so easily distracted by callers.
Donuts. Oh.
And how.
Anyways. So, again, if anyone has anything that they would like to call in and talk about, the number is 1-888-212-KLIK. Or 5545.
Where's your radio voice?
I don't know.
That's not it.
No,
that's
not it.
You should never do that voice again, no. Actually.
I don't know. See, this is the problem, that whenever we get a caller, I just get re-energized, and then I think,
yeah. All
right, let's keep going, even though I know it's not in our best interest.
Yeah.
So we'll play a couple of more songs, and feel free to call in during any of the songs about anything that we talked about. If you have a micro-penis fetish, hobo
or
fetish.
Or a micro-penis at
or
all.
Or a micro-penis, for that matter.
That would be interesting. I want to know how you pee.
I don't. and... Or... Crazy, crazy New Year's Eve stories. If you got thrown around by a skinny white bitch and you're an army dude, we want to know.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we did not have the one caller who had, like, the what the hell was her problem? She had, like, a friend whose fiance slept with her father or something.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? If you have any crazy stories like that, call us and tell us.
Fiance slept with her father.
Well, her
her fiance who's a dude would have fucked her dad, who's also a dude. It was the other way around.
I couldn't figure it out.
It was a guy whose fiance slept with his father.
There was the dude whose fiance slept with the dude's dad.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
So it was, but the way that you said it at first had guy sleeping with guy.
Oh, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, that would be kind of upsetting. Like, not only does your fiance leave you for another
person,
for a dude.
Yeah.
But also, your dad is that dude. Anyways. I think we need a worse noise than that, honestly.
Yeah, like the
Like the one, for instance.
We need like the Wilhelm scream with like death sounds. I don't know what death sounds like.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
It usually sounds like a flat line on a heart machine, you know, like
a cart machine.
No, not a cart machine. That's totally different. A heart, like a heart monitor, like a beep.
Yes. No, I knew what you meant.
Beep.
But that's not what you said.
No, I definitely said heart machine.
A heart monitor?
Yes, whatever they're called.
Not called a cart machine.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you actually know what a cart machine is?
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is a thing. I'll tell you what
that's
it is.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you what it is when we get off air. It's a thing, I promise. It's a broadcasting thing.
Oh. You little radio nerd.
I know. I'm such a whore.
Oh, God.
What?
My friend IM'd me and was like, hey, your dad might be pretty hot.
What?
Yeah.
If he or she could call and explain this.
Thank you, Hayne.
We would appreciate it.
No, no, number, we Victoria. Wouldn't. Don't call.
I would.
I don't want to know.
Call.
Don't ever IM
call.
Me again. I am Jake. He wants to hear all about it. Anyways, I am actually quite tired.
Yes.
think I have nothing else to say.
Well,
we covered quite a few bases tonight, though. Holy
shit. And
it
all relates to our fundamental concept of sex is great. So.
And being awkward.
And being awkward.
And couple-esque.
And no, we didn't do any cuddling or anything.
Oh, this is true. No couple-type things.
Not this time around. Okay. Well,
Now I just had sex stuck in my head.
I don't think we should play it again because I'm getting kind of tired of it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it again.
I'm doing a search in our SAM for songs called sex. Do you have any particular requests? We could play birthday sex. That'd be really appropriate given that it's my birthday.
Do it.
Okay. Well,
indeed.
Or we could just queue up every single song on in our system that has the word sex in it and see how that goes.
Oh God. That could end badly.
Oh, I also have the Plain White Tees queued up. For some reason, I had Rhythm of Love queued up, if anyone is interested. Are you interested in listening to that? Nope.
Not really.
All right. Then we're going to play every song in our library that has the word sex in it, with the exception of the Sex Pistols, because they don't count. So, here we go. As soon as I get it all set up to go. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Thank you. We'll be back in a few months.
Yeah. Like, April-ish? No, May. Let's shoot for the more conservative side and say May.
Beginning of May.
Because I won't be back until like April 28th or so. So
yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow, zy-hoozy.
And it probably won't be Mondays. We'll pick some time,
hopefully by then we'll have like a regular 7 to 10 slot that is opened up or something that we can just swoop
that would
right
be nice.
In and steal. Because
it's kind of hard to get everyone to, especially in May when other people have finals.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, but I'll be here in June, too.
Yeah.
And possibly July. It depends on how my work schedule works out. But
yeah.
Anyways, that is do you have a funny story to tell?
We have a request for I Need Me a Bitch by Nate Dogg. I don't know if we have that. I've never heard of that.
I have never heard of that either. Let me YouTube it.
Oh,
I Need Me a Bitch.
This could work. Thank you, Drew.
yes, let's see what this sounds like really quick and then we'll
Bitch.
This song was pretty awesome.
That was pretty sweet.
And
I appreciated that.
It inspired me to become a fan of misogyny on Facebook. They have a fan page for it. There are 10 fans. I encourage all of you who hate women to like it because
misogyny.
MISOGONY.
Ah, yes. 10 people like it.
I like to tell people that I'm a female misogynist.
That.
And yeah.
Is
they either get
funny.
Really pissed or really fucking confused. You
well,
can be a chick that hates women.
Yeah, I guess.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess. All right, well, we're going to, again, play every song in our library, all 45 of them, that have the word sex in the title.
Oh, so. I thought you just got every song in our library, all 45 songs.
No, it'd be, it's not.
Worst radio station ever.
Well, that's what most radio stations do, so screw them.
This is true, actually.
Okay, so, again, be a fan of Click on Facebook, keep your fandom of Click Radio on Facebook so that you can continue to receive updates on when the Awkward Couple will be reuniting.
Because we don't have a fan page.
Yeah, we don't have a fan page because we didn't see any goddamn... Maybe we should make one and just put, like, the podcasts up. Because you have, like, there's, like, it'd be, like, a band or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then put up the podcast.
We could do that.
I think that's a good idea. All right. This is, I'm going to screw Bert. Like, Birthday Sex will be second. I Invented Sex by Trey Songz is first.
All right. And, thank you so much for listening. This was a really good reunion show. And we will be back in a few months.
Peace.
Bye-bye. Ega, 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 ega.